KQ News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's cabinets approved President Trump's plan for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all remaining hostages held by Hamas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We couldn't have achieved it without the extraordinary help of President Trump and his team, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner.
Kushner and Witkoff were seated alongside Netanyahu. The broader ceasefire plan includes many unanswered questions, such as whether and how Hamas will disarm and who will govern Gaza. But Witkoff praised Netanyahu's hard line.
There were times that I thought we should be more flexible, or your country should be more flexible. But the truth is, as I look back, I don't think we get to this place without Prime Minister Netanyahu playing it.
Mike Kempin reports U.S. forces will have a role in supporting and monitoring the ceasefire.
U.S. officials speaking anonymously say the U.S. is sending about 200 troops to Israel. The American troops will be part of a group that includes other nations, non-governmental organizations, and private sector players. The team will help implement the ceasefire and Gaza's transition to a civilian government. The plan is for U.S. Central Command to establish a civil-military coordination center in Israel that will be staffed by the U.S. service members. They will help facilitate humanitarian aid and logistical and security assistance into Gaza. But officials say no U.S. troops will be sent to Gaza. Mike Kempin, Washington.
In other news, a federal judge has blocked the deployment of National Guard troops in the Chicago area for 2 weeks, finding no substantial evidence that a danger of rebellion is brewing in Illinois. New York Attorney General Letitia James has been charged as part of a mortgage fraud investigation. It's a case President Trump has urged his Justice Department to bring, and James says,
the president's own public statements make clear that his only goal is political retribution.
This is AP News. It's the season for pumpkins, big ones, some the size of a small car.
In Wappingers Falls, New York, Tony Scott's pumpkin is a whopper.
It's measuring about 1,900 pounds, but this shape of this pumpkin is a little bit too hard to measure to get it accurate.
Pumpkins seem to stand out, especially this time of year, for their size. Plant scientist Alika Borsuk says they don't have as much competition in the pumpkin patch.
They take off all the other growing pumpkins, so each plant only has one pumpkin that it's funneling all of its sugar water and resources into.
Scott's pumpkin took third place this year, but growing them isn't easy.
When you're growing that fast, anything can happen with this thing. It could crack, it could blow out the rear of it.
The keys to pumpkin success: water, nutrients, and care. I'm Ed Donahue.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.